Hey, you. Are you ready for our study sesh? Good, I just wanted to say thank you, I guess. I know I asked really suddenly, but, well, I heard a rumor there's a pop quiz tomorrow. Yeah. He's not really subtle when it comes to that. But rumor also has it you're very smart in this subject, at the very least. So I hope you weren't too startled when I inquired about studying together. I'm so glad you agreed. So, this is what your dorm looks like? I had no idea you lived on campus. It's a lot bigger than mine. Do you, have any, roommates? Just you, wow. You have the whole place to yourself? Interesting. I bet you bring girls back here all the time. So anyways, I was hoping to go over some of this. You can help? Thank God. I was worried for a bit. Well, I really need to pass this test. I'm sure you understand. Come, sit. Let's study. It's not so much that. I was, having more trouble with this part. Here. Maybe it's easier if I show you. This part? Right here? Yeah, and this one. Sorry, I, didn't mean to invade your personal space. Anyways, how does that look to you? Is it something easy you think we can get through tonight, hopefully? I hate to ask, but, I'm a little thirsty. Do you think... Yeah. Tea, really? What kinds do you have? I'll have whatever your favorite is, I guess. Oh, just, you know, through the grapevine. Yeah. Heard that, you know, got here on scholarship. That's really impressive, actually. I just, needed someone I felt like I could rely on. You seem like the type, is all. Well, I don't know. Never really seen you hang around anyone. Oh, thank you. It's quite hot. Could you go grab me an ice cube or two? I hope that's not a weird request. Thanks. Just mix that in. What? Nothing. Did you get the ice cube? You're a doll. Thank you. Much better. What were we talking about? I don't remember either. Is your tea as good as mine is? Well, I don't know, silly. I guess you'd better try it then. That's it. Well, you look parched. Surely you should drink the whole thing. I'll drink all of mine. Cheers. I really appreciate it so much. You agreeing to tutor me on such short notice. I mean, but I can't really say I'm surprised. And this is exactly the kind of thing that you would do. You're just kind like that. Well, of course I know, Sally. I knew so much about you. Feeling a little sleepy. It's okay. You should lean into it. The tired. The dreariness. If you don't, well, when you wake up, I'm afraid your head is gonna be pounding. It's a side effect. But back to what I was saying. No. There's no need for you to talk right now. I just want you to listen. Can you do that for me, doll? Thank you. I know everything about you. Oh, but I do. I know your favorite color. Your favorite food. And of course, look. Your favorite drink. I know that you wear the same jacket on Thursdays because you want to be trendy and ironic. I know that you've only had one best friend for your whole life. I know everything about you, from the reason you're at this lousy school to your browser history. I know everything about you. What? Isn't this what you wanted? Why am I asking? I know that it is. I know that this is exactly how you wanted me to confess my feelings. Oh, don't look so shocked. It's so incredibly interesting what being friends with the ladies in the front office can do for you. Did you know I have a copy of your key? Sometimes when you're gone, I just like to wear your clothes, lay in your bed and smell your sheets. God, they smell so good. They smell like you. Of course, I look through all your stuff, but don't worry. I always put everything back exactly where I found it. That's a lie. I've kept a few keepsakes. But they're not anything you ever would have noticed was gone. What? Why the long face? I see. Here. You can read the bottle if you want to. It's not gonna knock you out or do anything bad. I just needed you to be calm while I explained myself. I just wanted you to hear me out. I mean, you understand, right? If it were the other way around, you'd want me to be calm, too. You're right. Maybe I didn't have to. I already know how you feel about me. But of course I do. Remember? I know everything about you. Even the things that you don't tell anyone. I remember the first time I noticed it. I was at practice. And I saw you there, but you didn't look like you were there for anyone else but me. I thought, okay, this happens all the time. I'll get bored eventually. I always do. But then I noticed you around at more than just events. Always watching out of the corner of my eye. You thought I didn't know you were there. Hmm. It's okay. I get it. You just didn't know. I was so many steps ahead of you. I knew you were following me. There were certain places I would sneak out a different way. You would just wait for me to come out and, well, I would come here. Trying to find out what you were hiding, what you wanted, what you really wanted. I was delighted to discover the only thing you wanted was me. And imagine my surprise, my delight even. I mean, I've had a few starstruck lover boys. I mean, like I said, the obsession, it always comes and goes. I get it. I am hot, I guess. And, well, I just naturally tend to attract a lot of attention, but... oh, they always give up. But you're a dedicated little fanboy, aren't you? Mm-hmm. All the unspeakable things. What? What? You don't want me to talk about them? But it's okay. Don't you understand? I already know everything. And don't you think if I was disgusted by it, we would be in a very different situation right now? I want you to let that sink in for you. I know. That in this drawer, right here, there are 3 pairs of my underwear that you stole from the laundromat. And I know you use them to jerk off with. I know all the porn that you watch. I would say you have some issues, but honestly, it wasn't all that bad. Nothing I wouldn't be willing to participate in. Excited all of a sudden, are you? Interesting. I think you need to slow your roll a little bit, don't you? I mean, you can't even really move, can you? Why don't we start slow, huh? Something simple. Something you're familiar with. I think I have something you like. Something you can add to your collection. A fresh pair. I wore a skirt exactly for this reason. What about these? A really cute pair. I wore them just for you. Where do you want them? On your face. Covering your head and your mouth. All good options. And I think this one is the most pathetic, don't you? Right over your head. Like a mask. So cute. I have to ask. Was there any part of you that suspected I was in here? While you were gone? Any part of you that secretly hoped? I got you good, didn't I? He didn't even suspect. I'd come in here and hump all your pillows. I've come on all of them at least twice. And now, here you are laying so opportunely against your bed. The perfect pillow for me to recreate all my shenanigans with. You'd like that, wouldn't you? For me to leave a little stain on your pants when I finish. Oh, but you don't get anything. You just get to watch. Bad boys don't get rewarded. Mm-mm. No. You're gonna do what you've been doing. Which is sitting and observing. Well, I guess you should have thought about that before you wanted to play a stalker. Now, take a big whiff. Good boy. God, what a lovely shaped knee. Perfect for rubbing against myself. Don't get greedy now. It's no fun if you do all the moving. Oh, but you just can't help it, can you? Trying to take charge. I guess you're getting your mobility back then. But not too much. Just enough to tease me. When I'm done, I'm gonna use your face too. Mm-hmm. Don't be shy. Scoot your ass forward and lay your head down on the ground. It's time for me to use your face. You keep the underwear on. Good stalker boy, good. Let me see those hands. Yeah. You're getting feeling back in your fingertips. That's good. So if you can't breathe, and I don't mean, oh, you need to gasp for air. I mean, you're about to pass out. Then you can give me a couple taps, okay? Are you ready? Oh, your face is angled perfectly for this. I've imagined doing this to you so many times. Imagine cute noises you'd make, not being able to breathe. So much different than fucking your pillows. Better, much better. You cheeky bastard. Using your tongue. I would say, hey. No, but fuck. How can I? You stalker boy. If you don't stop, I'm gonna have to demand more from you. This is meant to be a punishment. How can I? Fuck. What else can you move? I see. Maybe you weren't so helpless after all. I should have known. You really are bad. Oh, fuck. I want to. Can we? Fuck, please say yes. This is what, this is what yours, in person, in the flesh, it looks so tasty. No lubrication necessary. All you need to do is feel for the evidence. Don't be silly. What would I need protection from? No, not you. I'm gonna Please let me put it in. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Something.